This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said that to make India a developed nation, Haryana's development is very important. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said that the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today appointed three senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi today addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. In the Kashmir Valley, leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing roadshows to woo the voters. The central government has decided to reduce the export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said this decision will directly benefit farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from tomorrow. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand tomorrow and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction railway station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur tomorrow. CBI arrested former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station Abhijit Mondal in connection with the rape and murder case at R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. There are allegations of tampering with evidences and delay in filing FIR against them, CBI sources said. Abhijit Mondal was interrogated by the investigating agency for hours today before his arrest. Earlier, Ghosh was arrested by the central agency in a separate probe related to financial irregularities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said there is no competition between Hindi and other languages as they complement each other. Addressing the inaugural session of the official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and the 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all languages. And in hockey, India secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over arch rivals Pakistan in their final league match of the Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Mochi in Hulunbuir, China today. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored both goals for his team after an early lead by Pakistan. Both teams have secured their places in the semi-finals, but India is the only team to remain unbeaten in the Six Nation Asian Championship. India will play Korea and Pakistan will face China in the semi-finals on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.